865, authorize a 3-year lease extension with Columbia Square LLC for the Revenue Bureau leased premises at 111 Southwest Columbia through May 31, 2018 at an average annual cost of $694,965.
Morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Bob Keita, City Facilities Manager. Ordinance is to extend the lease at the Columbia Plaza building for the Revenue Bureau pursuant to the Administrative 1301 to review city-owned space first before leasing out spaces. We've reviewed space available in the Portland building as well as the 1900 building and have concluded there's not sufficient space to house the Revenue Bureau in either of those buildings at this point in time. So this is exercising our renewal option on an existing lease.
What's the, I see you have the average annual cost, but what does that translate into square footage?
Do you have that?
Yeah, it's 25,573 square feet.
So what's the
cost per square foot?
25, what's estimated at $25.92 a square foot.
And where is that on the range that we're paying in other buildings?
That's like about mid-range. I mean, if you're not including our buildings, own buildings, if you're talking about lease buildings, that's lower to mid-range.
Or Class A space?
Correct. Correct.
So this is the one option then?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Any other?
Do we have more options than one, or is it just a single option on renewal?
This is the one option.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Any further questions, Council? Okay, well, this moves to a second reading.
We have a request for public testimony.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Charles Johnson.
Good morning, Commissioners. As you may recall from a few moments ago, my name is Charles Johnson. And on this general issue, I haven't had a chance to compare the details on this lease proposal with the situation of the Multnomah County Library District leasing office space in the Lloyd Center area for their needs from their overcrowded facility. There are, of course, some people, even in Portland, who will say that always the private sector is the best buy. And generally, those are the people whose pockets collect the most money when the private sector is used. Perhaps we can get the specifics on this landlord. I know that the Library District will be going with a not-too-financially insecure, I believe it's Joe West and American Property Management. But what I'm really here to do is to encourage you to reinvigorate yourselves to manage and plan publicly owned buildings. It's difficult to come in front of the Portland City Council and talk about publicly owned buildings when we have the problems next door in the Portland building. But I hope that many of my fellow citizens will agree and even get in touch with you to say that the city should just own its buildings and do comprehensive planning within itself, let alone for the whole city, so that there are city-owned buildings that are adequate to do the business of the city, especially the revenue department, although perhaps there'll be a huge surge in the revenue department and we'll have to process a lot of extra Airbnb income. In that situation, I might be able to justify some short-term lease space. But I want you to think critically, and I may even, when the mayor returns, try and get some more professional-type people and academics to really question this idea of governments turning around. Even though we do have a great procurement department and they look for value for the city's taxpayers, when we look around this city and see the number of big white U's on red signs and then find out that to get the business of the city done, it's necessary to transfer money to private property managers and office building owners. I really think that you can do a better job of serving the public interest. Thank you.
Okay, this item moves to second reading. And if you could read our next